and known to be contemned, and still contemned and flattered, to be worse, the lowest and most dejected thing of fortune, stands still in esperance, lives not in fear. The lamentable change is from the best. The worst returns to laughter. Welcome then thou unsubstantial air that I embrace. The wretch that thou hast blown unto the worst owes nothing to thy blasts. But who comes here?
My father. Poorly led.
Wild, wild, oh wild. But that thy strange mutations make us hate thee, life would not yield to age.
Oh, my good lord. I've been your tenant and your father's tenant these 80 years.
Away, get thee away, good friend, be gone. Thy comforts can do me no good at all, thee they may hurt.
But you cannot see your way.
No way, and therefore want no eyes.
I stumbled when I saw. For after seeing our mean securus and our mere defects prove how commanded it is. The food of thy abused father's wrath. Might I but live to see thee in my dark eyes, say I had eyes again.
How now? Who's there?
Oh, God! Which can say I am at the worst? I am worse than e'er I was.
'Tis poor Mad Tom.
Worse I may be yet. The worst is not. So long as we can say, this is the worst.
Fellow, where ghost?
The beggar man.
Madman and beggar too.
He has some reason else he could not beg. In the last night's storm I such a fellow saw that made me think a man a worm.
My son came then into my mind, and yet my mind was then scarce spent with him. I've heard more since. Oh.
As flies to wanton boys, are we to the gods? They kill us for their sport.
How should this be?
That is the trade that must play fool to sorrow, angering itself at others.
Bless thee, master.
Is it the naked fellow?
Hi, my lord.
Then pity get thee gone. If for my sake thou wilt or take us hence, a mile or twain of the way toward Dover, do it for ancient love, and bring some covering for this naked soul, which I'll entreat to leave me.
Alack, sir, he is mad.
'Tis the time's plague, when madmen leave the blind.
Do as I bid thee!
Or rather do thy pleasure, about the rest, be gone.
I'll get in the best apparel that I have. Come on. What will?
There are. Naked fellow!
Poor Tom's a cold.
I cannot do it further. Come hither, fellow!
Yes, I must.
Bless the sweet eyes, they bleed. Dost thou know the way to Dover?
The Stirling Gate, horseway and footpath. Poor Tom has been scared out of his good wits. Bless the good man's son from the foul fiend, for the fiends have bidden poor Tom at once of lust, and of iniquity, of impudence, prince of dumbness, mahu of murder, motor of stealing, liberty, gibbet of mopping and mowing. But this is chambermaid and waiting room. So bless thee, master.
Here, take this purse. Thou who heaven's claims of humble to all stroke.
That thy wretched makes thee the happier.
Heaven's dear so true. Let the superfluous and lust-dieted man that slays your ordinance will not see because he doth not feel your power quickly. So distribution should undo his set. Each man have enough. Dost thou know Dover?
I must.
There is a cliff whose
I am bending heads fearfully in the confined deep. Bring me back to the very orbit, and I'll repair the misery thou dost bear with something rich about me. From that place, I shall know the lead indeed.
Miller,